Commitments by Simon Brett, starring Rosemary Leach as Anna, Nicola Paget as Victoria, Celia Imrie. Episode 2, Empty Vessels.
It's nice of Charlotte to invite you up for lunch.
Yes.
You sound doubtful, Anna. Am I to gather she hasn't suddenly become a born-again altruist?
No. She wants me to stay in the flat overnight with Giselle, but she asked me to lunch to...
Sugar the pill?
Well, you haven't tasted her cooking, Delia, but I suppose that's the idea, yes.
I thought she had a whole network of resting actresses to babysit.
I think she thinks I'd ask less questions. Reading between her rather over-rehearsed lines, I've a feeling Charlotte will be spending the night with someone.
A lover?
One she wants to keep under wraps.
Best place to keep them. You're sure Charlotte won't mind about me staying in the flat tonight?
No problem.
Anything rather than catching one of these dreadful late-night trains back. I'm surprised Charlotte didn't think to ask her other sister to babysit.
Charlotte may be many things, but she's not stupid. She gets quite enough moral lectures from Victoria without inviting them.
Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Hello?
Charlotte, it's me.
Ah.
I was wondering if you'd spoken to Anna recently.
No. No, why should I have?
No reason, I just, you know.
You were about to ring her and wanted to know if I'd got any more up-to-date information than you had.
Well, all right, maybe.
Why is it that members of our family can't talk directly? We always seem to be checking up on each other through third parties.
That's how families work. Anything exciting on your horizon, Charlotte?
No, no, more of the same.
More ships that pass in the night, you mean?
No, I do not.
Is Patrick still floating around?
Well, yes. That relationship's rather,
Adrift?
Vicky?
Anyway, I'll give Anna a call straight away.
Oh, no, she won't be there now.
What? How do you know?
Well, she'll be at work, won't she?
I thought she didn't work Fridays.
Oh, no, of course she doesn't. Anyway, I must dash. Oh, vast great mountains of things to do. See you, Vicky. Bye.
How long has this been going on, dear?
32 years.
32 years?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you've met up with this man on the first Friday afternoon of every month for 32 years?
No, of course not. No, it's only every 3 months. A quarterly arrangement. Like that returns.
I mean, over the last 32 years, there's been lots of other men in your life.
Oh, yes.
But none of them ever stopped you from seeing William.
None of them has ever known about him.
Yeah, I meant the fact that you were emotionally involved with them never stopped you from seeing him.
Why should it?
Well,
my relationship with William is different.
You mean platonic?
Good heavens, no.
Oh.
A bit of time out. William's very well healed, so it's always the best of everything. Nice hotel room, champagne. We entertain each other for a couple of hours. Both away by 5, no one's been hurt.
But doesn't William have a wife?
Of course he does. He's devoted to her. And we are far too discreet for her ever to get hurt.
But don't you ever get jealous?
Good heavens, no. One of the first ground rules, Anna, is that you totally exclude from your mind any thoughts of your lover with his wife. A taxi!
And what about thoughts of your lover with other women?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'm William's only extramarital interest.
Ah.
At Devereux Hotel, please. My relationship with William, if you were to find someone with whom you always had a good, close game of tennis, you'd go on fixing matches with them, wouldn't you?
Yes.
If you can completely shut out jealousy and replace love with affection, that kind of affair's perfect. And also, coincidentally, very flattering to me.
Why, in particular?
Because William's a younger man.
Are you telling me, Delia, that you've got a toy boy?
That expression wasn't around when the relationship started, but yes, I suppose that's what he would be called these days.
So how old is he?
71.
Oh. We have to decide whether or not you're going to marry the girl. And I say we have to decide it because if you think you're going to be allowed to make such a momentous decision on your own, then you are under a serious misapprehension.
Would you care for more tea, Martin?
Oh, don't bother me now, girl.
Betsy? Sorry, Charlotte, what am I meant to be seeing?
The way my hair goes over my ears.
Ah. Makeup didn't like it, and even wardrobe had the nerve to muscle in and say it was out of period, but I stuck to my guns, and the director said it looked really good.
Mm.
It does, doesn't it?
Only that.
I mean, I've watched the video a few times, and at first I thought maybe it made too much of a statement, but I've decided it doesn't really.
Oh, no, no. Well, if it is a statement, it's a very understated statement.
Yes, that's what I thought. And the director must have thought the same, or he wouldn't have said what he said, would he?
Oh, no, of course he wouldn't. This director isn't Malcolm, is it?
Who?
Malcolm? When we last met, you'd been working with, well, auditioning for someone called Malcolm.
Oh, yes, I remember. Malcolm. Right. No, no, it isn't him. This is Telly Anna, done in the summer. Takes ages to get edited.
Oh, yes, of course. Did you see Malcolm again?
Well, we did have just a drink and...
And?
And nothing. He's terminally married.
Ah. What about Patrick?
Patrick? Oh.
Well, I'm not asking out of nosiness. I just want to get my lines right, just in case someone rings this evening.
Oh. Well, Patrick is extremely unlikely to ring since he hasn't bothered to do so for the last 6 weeks. In the unlikely event that he does, though, you can tell him I'm off filming for the next 6 months.
Oh. I see. Right. And if Malcolm rings?
Well, Malcolm's not going to ring, is he? Because... No, I shouldn't think Malcolm would ring.
Fine. When are you actually going out?
Oh, later. It's a very casual arrangement. Just meeting some chums for a drink. You know, nothing more.
But you still don't expect to be back till the morning?
No, well, I haven't seen these chums for quite a long time. Lots to catch up on, you know. Never know how things will plan out, do you?
Oh, no.
Anyway, shall we watch the rest of the play?
Oh, sure. Can't wait for your big scene.
What's my big scene?
Oh, very good, yes, excellent. You do come in again, do you?
Well, just a bit. Cough and a spit at the end, but though it's not very big, I think it's an important part.
Oh, certainly.
Right, then. On with the show.
Reggie, look at me when I'm talking to you. What you have to remember, my boy, is that having had a good time.
Hello?
Before,
yes?
Before, you also
all
have
right.
Certain responsibilities.
I'll be there in a quarter of an hour.
See you then.
Right. Well, actually, that was one of the chums I fixed to meet.
Really?
Seems they're already there, where they are. Where we're meeting for a drink. They're already.
Right.
So I'd better scoot. Does my hair look all right?
Terrific. Making quite a statement.
Oh?
But I think it's the statement you wanted to make tonight.
And what's that?
Just ever so slightly sexy.
Oh? Oh, Anna. Right, a mustache.
Smells nice. I say, no expense spared.
Well, as I say, I haven't seen these chums for a while.
No. One thing.
Hmm?
Where's my charge?
Charge?
Giselle, shouldn't she be back from school by now?
Oh, she's not coming back.
What? But I thought you invited me up to babysit.
Yes, she is coming back, but later. She's gone to her chum Vance's house. The parents will bring her back around 10 or something.
Oh. Well, I'm sure I'll think of something to do all evening.
Actually, Anna...
Hmm?
I don't think you ever saw all the episodes of the police series I was in as the DI secretary.
No, I don't think I did.
Well, the tapes are on the bottom shelf just behind the telly.
Oh. Oh, thank you, Charlotte.
No problem. Bye!
Hello?
Charlotte, it's me, Patrick. Listen.
This isn't Charlotte.
Oh. Have I got the wrong number?
No, this is the right number. Charlotte's out. I'm here babysitting. Though, as it happens, there isn't actually a baby here to sit.
Oh.
I'm her sister.
Ah. When will Charlotte be back?
Not till tomorrow, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's too late.
She did leave a message for you.
I'm leaving tomorrow morning for 6 months of filming.
Oh.
What was the message Lottie left?
Well, she... No, I figure it will keep till you get back.
Oh. Look, if by any chance she does get in later this evening, could you ask her to call me?
Yes, but as I say, it's very unlikely that... Oh, I'm sorry, there's somebody at the door. I'll have to go.
Okay, fine. Nice talking to you.
And you. I hope the filming goes well.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Just coming.
Evening.
Hello now. Come in. You must be exhausted if you've been on your feet all day.
I haven't been on my feet all day.
Oh, no, of course you haven't. Can I get you a drink?
I've got some with me. Took a bottle of champagne from the fridge in the hotel room.
Oh?
It's all right, Anna. William saw me do it.
Ah.
Still a bit chilled. Good. There.
Thank you. I'm sure Charlotte's got some suitable glasses somewhere.
Oh, no. Look what I've done. Only brought the hotel room key with me. I say, do you realise what we could do, Anna, don't you?
What?
Go back to the hotel. Stay there. The room's booked for the night. We could pig ourselves on room service at William's expense.
Yes, but that does rather ignore the fact that I have to be here to babysit for Giselle.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten that.
So I think you'd better just post the key back to the hotel.
Mm.
Anyway, William might want to go back to the room.
No, he wouldn't. He always leaves first.
I see. So... what happened this afternoon?
Well, we're not as quick around the court as we used to be. But we can still give each other a game.
Which is what matters after all, isn't it?
Exactly. I think I'll go and have a bath now.
Right. You'll find some towels in the airing cupboard. Hello?
Listen, Charlotte, I've rung Anna and she's not there.
No, she isn't, Victoria, because I'm not Charlotte and I'm here.
I'm going to have that bath.
Anna?
Fine.
Anna, what on earth are you doing in Charlotte's flat?
Well, I'm here because she asked me to come and babysit for Giselle.
To babysit for Giselle? When?
Well, tonight, obviously.
No, when did she ask you to do it?
Oh, I can't remember exactly. Earlier in the week. Monday, Tuesday.
Do you know Charlotte deliberately lied to me?
Oh? About what?
I spoke to her on the phone this morning, and she told me she hadn't been in touch with you for weeks.
Well, no doubt she had her reasons for...
But this is appalling. I mean, the thought of you being in London and me not knowing about it.
Victoria, I am frequently in many places, and you don't know about it.
I'm going to come round and see you.
What?
And I am not going to have Charlotte monopolising you.
She is not monopolising me. She's...
I will be round in 3/4 hour.
Victoria, there's absolutely no need.
See you shortly. Bye.
Roger, I'm going out. You're in charge.
Oh, dear.
Have you got that, Roger? If Emily, Harriet or Benji ask for anything, you get it for them. Right?
Want some coffee?
Don't you want to know where I'm going? Very well. And I don't suppose you're that interested in when I'm going to come back, either. Fine. Well, I will be back, Roger. At some point.
How do you feel about it?
Bye!
Victoria, lovely to see you.
I had to come over as soon as I knew you were here.
Well, there's really no emergency. Come through.
I know it's not an emergency, but I should have been told you were in London.
But I didn't know you didn't know I was in London, but it's really not anything to make an issue about.
It's exactly the sort of thing that you'd have an issue made about it.
I don't see why. Would you like a glass of this?
Oh, isn't that just typical? Charlotte tries to get round you by buying champagne. It's exactly how she used to be with Daddy.
Victoria, calm down. Charlotte did not provide the champagne.
Oh.
So you can drink it without compromising yourself in any way.
Thank you.
Now, what's really the matter?
What do you mean?
What's upsetting you?
Well, obviously, Charlotte contacted you behind my back.
It's not behind your back.
But I was going to contact you. I'd been meaning to invite you up to our place for a dinner party for weeks.
Well, thank you. There's nothing to stop you from still doing that, is there?
No, I suppose not. How about today week? Would that be possible?
Yes, I think that would be fine.
Good, I'll put it in the book. But I'm just hurt that Charlotte got her invitation in first.
Oh, come on, it's not such a big deal. She just needed a babysitter.
Why?
Because she's going to be out for the evening.
Where?
I don't know.
This isn't something to do with Charlotte's sordid love life, is it?
Victoria, I don't know. She asked me if I would babysit for her and I said I would.
I would have babysat? Giselle could have come and stayed over with us. She doesn't see nearly enough of her cousins.
Precocious only child like that needs the rough and tumble of proper family life.
How is the rough and tumble of proper family life?
Oh, it's, you know, I mean, it has its ups and downs. Marriage and family, but life...
Life would be empty without them.
Exactly. Very empty. How people manage without the support of a solid family base, I can't begin to... Anyway, where is Giselle? Not having an early night for once, is she?
She's out with a school friend whose parents are going to bring her back before 10.
10? That's far too late.
Victoria, what are you getting so upset for? Look, for 14 years you didn't care what I was doing. Now, since Daddy's died, you suddenly need to know my every movement.
I know. Daddy's death has left a great void in your life.
Oh?
It's removed your point of reference, you know, for everything you do. And it's made all your achievements seem worthless. And it's made you aware of how pitiful little time you've got left. And
is that the effect it's had on you, Victoria?
Oh, no, of course not. I mean, I was never close to Daddy like you and Charlotte were.
So his death hasn't left a void in your life?
Good heavens, no. I've always had such a full life. No room for voids, no time for voids, no. I've got my time cut out with Emily, Harriet and Benji and... Roger.
Yes.
And... Oh, Anna!
Hello, Victoria.
Oh, good evening. I didn't know you were there. Sorry,
Got a cold?
Yes.
You do have rotten luck, don't you? You had a cold last time we met, and that was 6 weeks ago.
Yes, well, they do tend to hang on, rather, this time of year.
Of course they do. So, are you here to babysit too, Victoria?
What? No, of course I'm not.
No. Two babysitters and no baby really would be overdoing it.
Yes.
Still, people do sometimes get over-elaborate in their planning when they're setting up assignations and...
Delia? Assignations?
Yes, Charlotte.
Victoria, what Delia meant...
Oh, Anna, married men are all the same. They're so bloody frightened of their...
Ah. Hello, Vicky.
Hello, Charlotte.
Shall I perhaps go and make some coffee?
And it seems to me that honesty is the one thing that makes families work.
Assuming they ever do.
Look, please, Victoria.
And by honesty, I mean communicating with each other and not telling any lies.
I haven't told any lies.
You didn't tell me that Anna was coming to babysit.
That's not a lie, I just didn't tell you.
If I said she was coming up to babysit and she wasn't, that'd be a lie.
When I rang you this morning, you said you hadn't spoken to Anna for weeks. That was a lie.
Well, I've forgotten.
And that's another lie.
Look, can't we just forget this?
Yes, for heaven's sake.
No, we can't just forget it. It's important, Anna. It's typical of you, Charlotte. You were always the spoiled baby of the family.
Oh, so if I was the spoiled baby, what were you?
I was always the sensible one. And I'm absolutely
furious. Just a minute. Sorry to butt in, but if Charlotte was always the spoiled baby and you were always the sensible one, what was I?
You were always the quiet one.
Oh, was I? Thank you.
Anyway, Charlotte, you listen to what I say.
No, you listen to what I say, Victoria. I think you've got a nerve inviting yourself into my flat just to abuse me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just didn't want to see our sister. But if my presence is annoying you, perhaps I better go.
No. Yes, Victoria, I think perhaps you had better go.
Well, here's the coffee. I'll just... Oh, perhaps I'd better go and make some more coffee.
No, it's all right, Delia.
Yes, it's quite all right. I'm just about to leave. I don't like to be where I'm not wanted.
Well, I wouldn't go back to Roger then if I were you.
Charlotte!
Charlotte, that was an unforgivable thing to say.
Well, she started it.
No, I didn't. She did.
Oh, for heaven's sake! Am I going to have to say neither of you leaves this room until you've apologized to each other?
No.
No.
Good.
I wouldn't accept an apology from Charlotte anyway.
And if you think I'd accept one from you, you must be joking.
Stop it. Both of you. Delia doesn't want to hear all this.
Oh, I was just beginning to enjoy it, actually.
Anyway, I'm leaving. So, Anna, dinner next Friday, be all right?
Yes, thank you.
Say about 8. Not very dressy.
How dressy, though?
Well, not long.
Oh, quite dressy, then.
Well, quite. Such a pleasure to see you again, Delia. Goodbye, Anna, dear. Glad to see you're still being brave.
So, Anna, did you enjoy them?
Sorry? Enjoy what?
Well, the tapes of the police series with me as the DI secretary.
Oh.
You did watch them, didn't you?
Well, I... Not all of them, I'm afraid. But what I saw looked... Absolutely fine.
Oh, good. You're back rather earlier than you expected, aren't you?
Yes.
And
Lottie. I think perhaps I should make some more coffee after all.
Got there. Markham had a call that his wife's conference had been cancelled and she was coming straight home. And she was expecting him to be out for the evening, so he suggested coming to my flat. But of course, with you being here...
Well, I'm sorry. There is Giselle, too, of course.
Yes, I know. And then we thought about a hotel, but that just seems so sordid.
Whereas going to his house while his wife was away didn't seem sordid?
No. Oh, it's agony having an affair with a married man.
Yes. Mind you, that's part of the fun, too, isn't it?
Well, yes, of course it is, but it's still agony.
Patrick's not married, is he?
No, not at the moment. Bloody Patrick, I ask you, not phoning me till the night before he goes off filming for 6 months. He's going to have a jolly long wait till I phone back.
Thought I could safely make my second entrance with the coffee now.
Yes, yes, of course, come on in.
Now, one thing's just struck me, Charlotte.
Mm.
Well, I was going to sleep in your room and Delia in the spare room, but now you're back...
Oh, well, I can make up the sofa for you. It's not fantastically comfortable.
Oh, it's all right, actually, Charlotte. We do have alternative accommodation.
Do we? Oh, yes, so we do.
There's an hotel we can go to, Charlotte.
But I feel having dragged you all the way up here. Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Oh, hello, Angel. How are you?
What?
No, I suppose we could go to the hotel.
Of course we could. Mm. I've never actually tasted it, but apparently they do a wonderful breakfast. There's a single as well as a double bed in the room.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Jenny. That's awfully kind. You sure?
Let's do it.
All right.
What? Oh, yes, Jenny, be fine. See you then. Bye. Well, we're all right for space now. Giselle's going to stay overnight with her friend.
Oh, if I'd known that was an option from the start, I needn't have come up to London, need I?
But, Anna, then we'd have missed our cosy lunch together.
And you wouldn't have had a chance to see the VHS of the play.
True.
And then...
What?
I just had a thought. If Giselle's not here and you two are going to a hotel... Anna, how do you think Malcolm would respond if I were to ring him at home now?
I thought you said his wife would be there.
Yes.
I think there's a kind of general consensus view that under those circumstances it would be a bit tactless for you to ring and see if he was free to come and join you.
Yes, yes. Pity. Roger! Roger! Roger!
Not with a feather.
Oh, Roger.
Not possible, it didn't happen.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Roger. Wake up. Just for once in your life, wake up. Hello?
I think there's a lot to be said for emptiness.
Your sisters are perhaps not the best available examples of successful relationships with men.
Meaning that you are?
Well, I've had a very nice day today, thank you. The secret, you see, and this is where Victoria and Charlotte fail so dismally, is to be your own person and to exclude jealousy completely.
Good trick if you can do it.
For more tea, Martin.
Oh, don't bother me now, girl. Reggie, look at me when I'm talking to you.
That hair certainly doesn't make too much of a statement.
Perhaps I should grow it to that length again.
Maybe have it just a teensiest bit blonder.
Hello?
Patrick?
Room service smoked salmon with, what? More champagne?
Sounds good to me.
And then perhaps a little... William!
Oh, come on, cheer up. It's not the end of the world. All you've done is lose a game of tennis, after all.
Ha! I wouldn't have minded if it had been his wife or someone nearer his age, but that child...
Very mature for a child, I'd observe.
Hmm.
You're not jealous, are you, Delia?
No, of course I'm not. Why is it that trains at this time of night go half the speed they do during the day?
I've no idea.
No. Shut up, Anna.
I didn't say anything.
No, but you thought it.
In Empty Vessels by Simon Brett, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, Celia Imrie, Charlotte, Maxine Audley, Delia, and Andrew Wincott, Patrick. The music was composed by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. No Commitments was produced by Paul Schlesinger.